This is Radio ITA, in case you're just tuning in. My name is Victor Saleh, and you are welcome to Science Meet Business Show. And on this show today, we'll be looking at how business actually meets science. So the topic for today's episode is the correlation between research and agribusiness. You see, when it comes to research, it's important to understand that what we get, the results we acquire from research, should be used for creation of products that are going to be useful to farmers and to the end users at the end of the day. It's also important to understand that commercialization is an important ingredient when it comes to product development. And in this show, we'll be looking critically into the issues around business and around research to ensure that farmers get value from research and to ensure that researchers also do their research based on the need that is available in the marketplace. And we want to quickly take a music break, and I'll introduce my guest who is in the house with us already. Stay tuned.
My name is Olateji Abayomi Samuel.
My name is Sylvia Oyinlola.
And I'm your favorite host, Timileyin Sunday.
Kunle Olaraju Fatai,
007.
My name is Maxwell Chibobu.
Akinyemi Akinsodi.
I'm Toyo Oluwafisayomi.
Lorraine Zapata.
Tolu Odukoya.
It's Michael Ekong here.
My name is Odusei Aludare.
My name is Adesio Mutio.
My name is Adebola Adewale.
Batebaki Unahejo.
My name is Ranjana.
Embrace Agriculture. My name is Idowu Oluwabukun Oshun.
Get the whole gist exclusively on
Radio IITA.
In case you are just joining us, this is Science Meet Business on Radio IITA. And I have a guest in the house, and his name is Frederick Strauss. Frederick Strauss is the CEO of the business incubation platform of IITA. He's been working for IITA for about 4 years now, and he has numerous experience when it comes to the area of agribusiness, and he's worked in this system in IITA, and I believe so strongly that he has a lot of expertise and experience to talk to us about the correlation of science and business. Welcome to the show, Frederick Strauss.
Thank you, Mr. Victor. I'm glad you've invited me, and I hope we have a nice chat this afternoon.
All right. Thank you so much, and it's glad having you here. So I want you to tell us a little bit about the IITA BIP, and I want you to share with us the journey thus far. How has it been?
Well, actually, it started before my time. It started with a vision of our Director General, Sanginga.
Okay.
Dr. Sanginga had an idea when he joined IITA as DG. He said, we have a lot of money spent in research.
Mm.
Once this research is finished, what happens with it? Does it get to the farmer? Will it be used? Does a country benefit from it? And then he came to the idea, there's not enough impact. We should start setting up a business incubation platform.
Mm.
And as a business incubation platform has a different scope than a scientist, and then science, they start looking for a business person, somebody who's familiar with agribusiness. So they hired me, and I started to work in the business incubation platform.
Okay.
The next important step he did was setting up a youth agripreneur program, showing that young people should have a future in agriculture, not all go to the city and admire this job in the bank.
Oh,
well, these points together are combined in the business incubation platform. We disseminate technologies from IITA, we create jobs, we make sure that we have seeds for the farmers to plant, because without good seeds, you cannot do anything.
Yeah, true.
We develop businesses to make sure that there can be money generated. And each of these components, individually or put together, they should generate a return on investment. So every naira you put in there should come out with a return. And that's the impact of the business incubation platform.
Thank you, Frederick. This is interesting. I must say that this is a very great innovation, and it's needed for survival indeed, and it's great. So I want you to tell us a little bit about what you feel is the correlation between science and business. How do you think science meets together with business? What relationship do they have in common? How do they benefit each other?
Well, that's an easy one, actually. Business will benefit from the outcome of science, and you need to approach this in a structural way. That means you need to check which product is coming out of science.
Okay.
You do a feasibility study, so you check with the scientist, is this product already in the market? Is there a competition in the market? What's the benefit for the farmer? How are you going to handle it? What will be the costs? How you can find limitations, because something might be very good, but it can be perishable. Mm. And once you have all these steps in what I call the feasibility study together with the researcher, you go to the next stage, because you can describe the product or you can describe a service, and then you look for a commercialization. You set up a commercialization investors platform. You asked people from the business, in this case Nigeria, to come. You present the idea coming from the research, and you ask them, how would you promote this in the market? These are the characteristics. And then you ask them to present their interest. You take the two or three best ones. You work out a business plan with them. You present it to your board. And then the best one will be the selected one. And you bring this product or the service into the market in such a way that the farmers have a benefit, because that's the most important target of IATA, making sure that farmers have a benefit from the research done by IATA, plus that the country has a benefit. So you must make sure it's aligned with the country philosophy. I come later with some examples on this.
Thank you so much, Frederick. I still want you to share more light on how science unit and the research unit and the business unit needs to work together to be able to achieve more. How do you think we can make this happen? Because the way a researcher thinks is different from the way a businessman thinks, all right? How do we bring this together? How do we ensure that the researchers and the business unit work together to achieve more?
Okay, then I come almost back to what I told before. The first stage of taking a product or an idea or a concept from research is a feasibility. Mm. You can have technically a wonderful, sexy idea, but commercially it might be a nightmare because you cannot commercialize it, you cannot reproduce it, you cannot transport it, you cannot transmit it. So there are reasons why you need to do a proper feasibility study and check if you can bring it to the market. Once the feasibility study is positive, then you go into the commercialization. But the feasibility study is a very clear interaction between science and the business developer. None of those two can do this individually from each other. The strength of a good feasibility study is the cooperation between science and research. And then you need to define also very clear what is the target. And as I told you earlier, we need to focus on how we can improve the livelihood of the farmers and make sure they have decent working conditions. Now, you can come up with the fact that, oh, I'm increasing the livelihood of the farmer with 35%. That looks nice. But if you earn $1 a day and you earn $1.35, you're still poor. Mm. You still cannot give your life much more direction. Yeah. So I would rather prefer in a business-wise to approach, okay, to make sure you as a family have a proper lifestyle, you need at least $5,000 a year. That is an approach. And now you go, how I can get to the $5,000 per year with products coming from science? How can I increase the livelihood of the farmer? How I can make sure he has a better income? And not just 35%, but how can I make sure he earns $5,000? And that means often better yield, better production circumstances, and also better work conditions.
All right, thank you, Frederick. I hope you're having a great time. We'll just go on a quick break, and we'll be right here back with Frederick once again. And I assure you that you're going to get more value for your time. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Unholy war, but demons are coming. Boy, you better run. Go take your freedom, freedom. Honor.
Don't you let them find you here. Oh, no. Let love lead you home. Oh, no. Let redemption keep you warm. So you better run. Time has come, future is now, oh love, stage is yours, go take your bow, weather the storm, the clouds will pass you by, hit the road.
So welcome back to the show. My name still remains Sally Victor, and with me here is Frederick Strauss in the house, the CEO of the IITA Business Incubation Platform. And thank you so much, Frederick Strauss, and it's nice having you once again. So I want you to tell us a little bit about a sustainable model that we can use in bringing research into business. How do we build a model that is sustainable?
Well, I keep repeating myself. It's the feasibility stage. It's the commercialization stage. And I'll give you some examples, because if not, we keep repeating the time. So we have made contact with some processors. And then through the activities of the business incubation platform, we make sure that they get maize without aflatoxins. Through activities with the Nigerian Groundnut Export Association, last year, for the first time, Nigeria could export groundnuts with 4 parts per billion to Europe again. That is a change in history, because Nigeria was one of the biggest groundnut exporters in West Africa, and aflatoxins has destroyed it dramatically. Now, the business incubation platform, in combination, actually, it came from the research. They have developed it. They have a product, aflatoxin, okay. That is further commercialized through the business incubation platform in various countries now. And for Nigeria, this could result in export of groundnuts, making sure people are not exposed to maize, which is infected with aflatoxins, which have a negative impact on your health. It can grow. Can create stunting, it can create growth retardants, and if you take large volumes, it even kills you. And now comes an interesting story. You also find it in pepper. And in Nigeria, a lot of people like to eat pepper with the soya.
Wow.
A nice pepper, yeah, wow. Some pepper, you dip your soya in it and you drink your beer, but in the meantime, you might even take aflatoxins, and the aflatoxins go through your whole body and have an impact. They can cause liver cancer. So now we've set up with a processor, a youth outgrower project, in which we produce pepper aflatoxin-free. So first we did was experimenting which variety we need to have. We had support from science with this. And then we did, together with the AflaSafe research team, we did some trials on AflaSafe applications in pepper. And we know now we can apply the AflaSafe in pepper. And in this way, we're going to start producing the pepper for Nigeria. Actually, it will be bought by a large-scale processor, and they process it, and they bring it into the market. So this is a very good example of sustainable model, models, how we bring a product in the market. We produce, we take technology, we take two different technologies, we find the processor and brings it to the market. The same applies for baby food and maize. There's a large-scale project going on, and that brings through the production of maize safe baby food into the market without any aflatoxins.
All right, that is interesting. thank you so much. I'm hearing amazing things, and I never knew there is anything known as an aflatoxin in pepper, and hearing that is interesting. I'm sure Most of my audience are not aware of that too.
Pepper, ginger, groundnut, mace are four very important crops consumed in Nigeria. How many groundnuts you eat? Are you sure they're aflatoxin free?
I can't really say.
Think of this. This is very important, eh?
All right. Thank you so much, Frederick. Frederick, how do you think farmers and individuals, you know, the commercial sector, how do you think they can contribute to IIT's research?
I think it's very important for farmers to be organized. Because if farmers are not organized, especially if you look in the setup of the majority of the Nigerian farmers, these are small-scale farmers. And it's very difficult to reach them and to get in contact with them if they're not organized. So you need to create a sort of organization so that you have a spokesman you can speak to. I'll give you an example. I'm going now to soybeans. The average yield of soybeans in Nigeria is 0.8 to 1.2 tons. I gave you some examples of outgrower projects we're doing to make sure we can produce commercially for processors, but I couldn't do this for soybeans. And the simple reason was because the yields were too low. So I was looking, how can we increase the yield? Well, the business incubation platform has developed an inoculant which captures the nitrogen from the air.
Wow.
And that's a natural biofertilizer, so you don't need to import that one. And then it increases the yield 30 to 40%. Then we start through the IIT Wheat Science Program together with a private party to do a proper herbicide application. Adjust the plant density from 250 to 400,000 plants per hectare. And suddenly we got yields up to 2.5 tons. And last step, and I said in the beginning, seeds are so important.
Yeah.
We brought in a new variety from a commercial seed company for which we were producing the seeds. And we can produce up to 3.5, sometimes even 4 tons per hectare. Compare this with the average of 1 ton before. Now you start speaking about revolution. Now you start speaking about increasing farmers' income.
Thank you, Frederick. We notice that, a lot of times that scientists decide to breed varieties, and many a times some of these varieties are out, and, farmers might not feel that is what they need. You know what I'm saying? Like, a variety is out, and the scientists feel that this is what is needed based on some certain characteristics that they want to imbibe into a new variety. But the variety is out in the market, and yet farmers are saying that, you know, this is what we want, this is not really what we want. And so how do you think that the scientists or the researchers or our breeders can breed for the market?
Well, I think this is a little bit of dogma or a stigma, because you need to look in, what are farmers? You need to segment farmers. So I said before, if farmers are organized, you can look into this group of farmers who's really very much into subsistence farming and they want to save their seeds, they might never buy a hybrid. Give you an example, I talked about outgrowers again. We use in our outgrowers program a hybrid, which gives here in Ibadan 6 tons per hectare.
Wow.
In the north, that variety will give you up to 7 to 8 tons per hectare. That you will never get with an open pollinated variety. And some farmers want to have an open pollinated variety because they can save their seeds. Other farmers who have maybe a better cash control or access to money or can get a loan, they understand the impact of hybrids and they want to buy a hybrid because they said, instead of the 3 tons or 2.5 tons average, I will go for the 6 tons. That's a different market segmentation. So you really need to make sure which market segmentation you're approaching. And for that, you need to do the breeding. So the breeders can, I think they can do a lot, and they do a lot, but they need to think in market segments and they start doing that. But if that is not clearly defined, you cannot blame any breeder. It's very important what a certain segment needs, and then for sure the varieties will come, because commercial seed companies do it also. And don't forget, in Nigeria, the seed industry is just in its beginning. If you compare West Africa with East Africa, we just starting, but we will get there. Don't worry.
Yeah, we will. We will. We will. Thank you, Frederick. And so we'll take a quick break again, and we'll be back this time around to talk a little bit about some of the key achievements that the ITBIP has been able to achieve and how it has actually impacted the development and growth of ITA. And so thank you so much. So we'll take a quick break and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Well, it's time to start the show. Lost my heart and lost my soul. It's time that you don't know. Lost my mind and lost my goal. Not giving in. I'm not giving in.
You're listening to Radio ITA. We're broadcasting knowledge for farmers. We'll appreciate your comments and contributions, your feedback. You can reach us on our social media pages. On our Facebook, it's Radio IITA. And on Twitter, it's at Radio IITA. Thanks again for listening.
All right, welcome back. This is still Radio ITA, and this is Science Meets Business. So, Frederick, thank you so much. And it's nice having you today. So briefly, Frederick, I would like you to mention some few things that the ITBIP has been able to achieve since in inception, and how those things have contributed to the growth and the brand name of ITA.
Okay, I will give a very short resume. I think the most important factor is that we have established the ITA Business Incubation Platform, LTD, as a limited liable company, which means we can now partner with Nigerian companies, because IITA is a research institute and the Business Incubation is a business institute. So now we can partner with Nigerian companies. We can set up joint ventures. That's one. Second is we've set up a structure that young people who like to work as an agripreneur, we can facilitate, after strict selection, an opportunity for them to earn $5,000 to $12,000 a year, which is interesting. Now, last 2 points, two products. We brought AfraSafe to the market, which improves the livelihood of many people in Nigeria. I told you the impact of that already before. We're going to bring this year in the main soybean producing areas in Nigeria the opportunities to increase the yield up to 3 tons per hectare. I'll give it as an average. I give you some higher numbers, but this is our target. So I think these are very important achievements so far. Plus, we have established a seed company called IIT Go Seeds, okay, who produces breeder and foundation seeds for seed companies. So we will make sure of the latest genetics produced by IIT breeders, there is enough available for them to produce certified seeds which they can sell to the farmers, because the business incubation platform doesn't sell to farmers.
Okay.
That should be done by seed companies. We don't want to create unfair competition.
All right. Thank you so much, Frederick. It's been a great one, and it's been a very illuminating section with you, and with all you said, I strongly believe that the IETA BIP are really doing a lot to ensure that the research work that IETA is doing are not just kept in an archive, but they are moving out, and they are being being built into products, and they are being commercialized to ensure that it gets to farmers and it benefits farmers indeed. So before we leave, can we have a last word from you? What are some of the key advice you might want to give to farmers, you might want to give to people in agribusiness, you might want to give to scientists and researchers on how better that we can and correlate, and how farmers and scientists and researchers can actually correlate to ensure that we achieve better results?
Well, I think it's quite easy, quite simple. I think we all should focus on the fact that Nigeria should become, instead of a food importing country, a food exporting country. Mm-hmm. And I think if we take that as main objective, yeah, it's possible. Land is there, water is there, there are enough young people there, the resources there, there's capital there. If you put this all together, Nigeria could be heaven on earth. So let's work in that direction.
Mm. Thank you so much. And I want to appreciate you, my listener. Thank you so much for listening. Indeed, there is a strong correlation between science and business, and science and business have to work together. The two of them have to be made together to ensure that we have product, and these products are commercialized so that farmers can actually benefit from it. And this is something IET is doing to see that they are not just doing research, but the research are being built up into products that are actually going to benefit farmers at the end of the day. So thank you for listening to today's episode, and you can join us to continue this conversation across our social media platform on Facebook, on Instagram, and on Twitter. All you need to do is to go there and search for Radio IETA. Thank you so much for listening. Do join us again next time.
I was perched outside in the pouring rain, trying to make myself a sail. Then I'll float to you, my darling, with the evening on my tail. Although not the most honest means of travel, it gets me there nonetheless. I'm a heartless man at worst, being a helpless one at best. Darling, I'll bathe your skin, I'll even wash your clothes. Just give me some candy before I go. Oh darling, I'll kiss your eyes and lay you down on your rug. Just give me some candy after my hug. For I'm often found explaining, but the hurt plays out all the same. And although I'm left defeated, it gets held against my name. I know you got plenty to offer, baby, but I guess I've taken quite enough. While I'm some stain there on your bedsheet, you're my diamond in the rough. Darling, I'll bathe your skin, I'll even wash your clothes. Just give me some candy before I go. No, darling, I'll kiss your eyes and lay you down on your rug. Just give me some candy after my hug.